Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of what it means that you have eternal life in you, what it means to have the life of God in you. God, by His life, is in you because you're born of Him. And His desire is that that life show up outwardly. That's another way of saying that you bear fruit. Fruit is outward evidence of the life within. Many of us struggle with the concept of bearing fruit because we think it's something we got to produce out of our own efforts, but it's not. A tomato vine grows tomatoes, the fruit, on the branch. The branch is able to produce the fruit because of the life within it. Jesus is in us as our life to produce outward evidence of the life within. We have to know it and we have to believe it. Now, we've talked a lot about the Apostle Paul because he was a man who was given the revelation of this union of the believer with the life in God through Jesus. And he lived with the demonstration of it. He had outward evidence of the life of God within him in the form of peace, strength, health, patience, ability for service. And we've been looking at how he did that. And we've covered a lot of ground these past few weeks. He lived by faith in Jesus to be and do all that Jesus was in him to be and to do. You have to know what's in you because Jesus by his life is in you. God by his life is in you. And you have to believe it despite how you feel, despite what you see. And the past 2 days, we went through a list of verses written by Paul, words written by Paul that show us his view of reality. He understood God was in him and he had an he lived with the awareness that God was working in him and he expected to see that show up on the outside. Now, let's pull this all to a close for this week. We've got more to talk about next week, but we keep emphasizing our part in all of this is to know what we have in us. We get that information from the written word of God, the Bible, and our part is to believe it. Believe is another word for faith. Faith is the noun. Believe is the verb. We choose to believe what God says in his word despite what we feel. Now, we struggle with this for a number of reasons. Paul made the statement that we walk by faith and not by sight in the context of inward ability that shows up outwardly to empower us to deal with life's hardships. We discussed this in a fair amount of detail in previous lessons. But most of us walk by sight and not by faith. We don't know we do it, but we do. We walk by sight and not by faith. When we feel good and all is well, we believe every one of the verses that I've cited so far in this lesson. Yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. And he gives me a seat exceeding abundantly above what I can ask or think. We're all in when we feel it and things are going okay. But as soon as sight and feeling tell us something else, all of our, quote, faith dissipates. It's gone. As soon as we don't feel good, as soon as something goes wrong, it all goes out the window. See, that right there should tell you, you live by sight and not by faith. Sight bases what it believes about reality on what it sees and feels. Faith bases what it believes about reality on what God says. It doesn't matter what it sees or what it feels. Faith knows that what it sees and feels is temporary and subject to change by the power of God. Christians often assess themselves based only on what they see and feel in the parts of their makeup that were not directly affected by the new birth. See, we assess ourselves by what we see in our body, by what we feel in our emotions, and by what we think in our minds. Well, those parts of us were not directly affected by the new birth. And based on what we see and feel, we conclude that we're weak, unworthy failures rather than conquerors who are born of God. See, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. But I don't see an overcomer in my flesh, so I conclude I'm not an overcomer. Well, that's all sight. That's walking by sight. Faith is not sight. And here's something else you need to know. Faith is not sight. The only time you can actually have and exercise faith is when you cannot see or feel what God says. I mean, when you feel like a conqueror, you don't need faith for that because you can feel it. When it looks like you're a conqueror, you don't need faith for that because you can see that you're conquering. The time you need to exercise faith is when you cannot see or feel that you're a conqueror. We have to become persuaded of reality as it truly is, according to God, to the point where we believe what He says even when we don't feel it. We have to take time to build faith in the fact that God is in us by His life to empower us and enable us to walk as Jesus walked. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Go over these verses in these lessons. Ask God to help you see reality as it truly is. See, we've got to understand. Here's another reason we struggle with all this stuff. We have to understand that we have something in us that was not in us before we were born again. Even though you can't see it or feel it, it's there. You know, before microscopes were invented, nobody could see germs, but they were there and they did their work. Just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not real. It just means you can't see it. Because we don't know this stuff, we spend a lot of time asking God to give us what we already have in us. We waste a lot of prayer time begging and asking God to give us what we already have in us. Here's how a lot of us pray. Oh God, make me more patient. Please give me more joy. I need more peace. Give me more wisdom. God, I need healing. Father, I need strength. I need more love. Now, we're totally sincere, but here's the problem. Everything I just asked God for there, He's already given me. It's in me because the life of God is in me. That stuff is all in God, and God's in me. God has already given you those things by uniting you to the life in Him. God now wants to work in you and through you from the inside out all that He has provided through the new birth. See, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, His divine power has given us, that's past tense, everything we need for our physical and spiritual life. This has come to us through our getting to know Him who has called us to share His glory and virtue. That's Norley's translation. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 says, It is God who brings us and you with us into union with Christ and so strengthens us. He strengthens us through this union. He gives us what we need to live this life both spiritually and physically through that union. See, we got a lot of ideas which we think are biblical, but they're nothing more than religious platitudes and they rob us of victory. We say things like this, Oh, God brought this trial into my life to make me more patient. That is wrong, friends. I say that with all due respect because I'm sure some of you have said that and believe that. God does not work on us. Nowhere does the Bible say God works on us. You're going to have to read the Bible, the New Testament, to see if I'm telling the truth or not, but I am. Rather, what it says is He works in us. God does not work on us through circumstances. He works in us by His life and Spirit. Now, that's not to say He can't use circumstances and bring good out of them. He most certainly does. I've done lessons on that, and I'll do more. But God does not perfect you and make you patient through circumstances. If circumstances made you patient, we'd all be patient because we all have troubling circumstances. I mean, stop and think for a minute. I say that with all due respect, but it's not what the Bible says. I don't have time to read it, but if you read the passage in James chapter 1, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. It's the same word there, because people say, see, there it is, right there. God makes His patience through trials. No, trials work patience. It gives you an opportunity to exercise the patience that's in you because you're born of God. Patience is a fruit of the recreated Spirit. It's the fruit of God in you by His life. Exercise doesn't create muscles. It gives you an opportunity to use them and strengthen them. Trials don't create patience. They give you an opportunity to use patience and strengthen it. Trials don't create fruit. God does not make us more joyful or more loving or more patient by working on us through circumstances. Trials don't create fruit. Fruit grows out of the life that's in you. Fruit is produced by the life that's in you. See, to say that trials produce fruit is like saying a weevil attack or a fungus growth on a tomato vine will cause it to be more fruitful. No, it will weaken and potentially kill the plant. Fruit is outward evidence of the life within. One of the reasons we struggle with demonstrating the life within is we think God works on us from the outside. No, the scripture is clear. He works on us from the inside. When your flesh or the unchanged parts of you, your soul and your body, are deficient in some way, weak, impatient, unloving, or sickly, recognize that God is in you by his life to help you with what you need. Here's how we should pray about this stuff. Lord, I thank you that you are in me by your life. Thank you that you are my strength. You are my joy. Thank you that you, by your power in me, are greater than what has come against me. Thank you that you're working in me that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Thank you that you're working in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Do you see the difference in the prayer there? I'm not begging God to give me something. I'm thanking him for what he's already given me. Actually, these prayers are many of the verses I've read you this week put into prayer form. Thank you that you're in me. Thank you that you're working in me, God. Thank you. See, that's faith. I don't see it. I don't feel it. Therefore, I need faith. I have to walk by faith. I have to take his word that he's in me, working in me. I encourage you, take the verses we've discussed in these lessons and put your name in them, personalize them, meditate on them. That means take time to think about them. Say them over and over again. God's working in me. God's working in me. Not as a gimmick to make something happen, but to change your view of reality and to build your faith in the greater one in you. Build faith in the fact that through union with Christ, God by his life in you, Jesus is our unceasing source of life. He's in us to continually enable us to walk as he walked, to continually enable us to bear much fruit. We've got more to talk about next week. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison, at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.